And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
It says there that Christ would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. If we count from Friday until Sunday, it shows us that Christ was not in the grave for 3 days, for the 3 day, three night period. Would you please explain this difference? This is a question that has come up many times through the years, and the answer is an understanding that not all people count time the same way. The Jews would count any part of a day as an entire day. There are people today that have that same method of reckoning time. The trap is that if we fall into, and some fall into that trap, of thinking that we must find an exact 72-hour period that Christ was in the grave. And that's not what the text is saying at all. Rather, this was said to the Jews. They understood that any part of a day counted as a whole. So we find that Christ dies on Friday and is buried. This is part of day number one. That he is in the earth on Saturday, and this is part two, or this is day number two. And then it is the first day of the week, or Sunday, before he comes out of the grave. So he was in the grave part of Sunday. The term 3 days and three nights to the Jews simply meant parts of, or those 3 days. By being in the grave part of Friday, all day Saturday, and part of Sunday, this would have fit perfectly with the way they count time. And it is what the record actually records to have happened.